This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Dottie Pepper covers the game for ESPN, and she was part of the network's Masters coverage last week. So it's a pleasure to welcome my friend Dottie Pepper back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Dottie.
As always, JP, thank you.
Okay, last week, sunshine and azaleas, and you come home to snow.
Yeah, with sunshine and, or snow and azaleas, that wasn't a very pretty picture this morning, but it's all green again. They say it's nature's free fertilizer. Well, we got it.
There you go. I assume you've been to the Masters as a patron, but what was different last week covering it as a journalist?
Well, I had certainly been as a patron. Had been there in 2009 covering it for Golf Channel, but was over at Augusta Country Club the entire week. Never even really went onto the grounds. In between, I had actually been there to play, and got to use all of those things kind of wound together last week. So it was very, very special. It was fun. We had a lot of laughs on and off the set. And as far as the touch screen that we used, when it worked, it was awesome. When it's not, it's just like every other technology.
What did playing the golf course help?
Oh, for certain. More so because I knew where not to miss it because I'd been there a lot. So it definitely helped. And I think we went back out and walked on Tuesday afternoon, and it just reconfirmed just how steep and how much movement there is at Augusta National, that as much as technology and the cameras has advanced, you just can't really see it and feel it until you actually been there. It's just an amazing piece of property. And then to have that golf course laid over it, it's just very, very special.
Speaking of special, what'd you think of Bubba's performance?
Wow. I heard a lot of people say, oh, he made a mockery of Augusta National. He shot 8-under. That's not making a mockery of anything. He may have bombed a few tee shots that made McKenzie think, oh, my goodness. But he was gritty. And I think a guy who is struggled with his emotions and all of that, really, he completely kept it together. And got four shots over two holes, 8 and 9, that was the story. That really was the story.
Were you, coming into Sunday morning, would it have surprised you to have been told, you know, we know Bubba can overpower the course. Would you have been surprised to have been told, you know, he's going to get through this, and he's going to win this golf tournament? I guess a lot of us were kind of thinking, yeah, I don't know that Bubba's got the temperament for this.
Well, I think if you look back to Saturday, and while he struggled with the speed of the putts, particularly at 13, and then the chip shot at 15 didn't really turn out to take advantage of his length, I think if you look at the two putts that he holed at 17 and then to finish the round at 18, that was what set Sunday up. Had he missed those two putts and gone in rattled, I think it would have been a completely different story. But those were two really, really important putts, and got himself together enough to knock those in and then move on to Sunday.
Do you think we're seeing the beginnings of Jordan Spieth?
Oh, I think we're beyond the beginning. I think watching him in the President's Cup and certainly at John Deere. Last year, he was within four shots of the lead after 36 holes of the Open Championship. You're just getting to see more and more and more of a Jordan Spieth that's getting really comfortable in that spotlight. And I covered that U.S. Junior when he won in 2009 and thought, wow, this is a kid that plays a lot older than he is on his birth certificate. And that's just continued. I am not supposed to be a fan as a sportscaster, but how do you not be a fan of a kid like that who has so much going for him on the golf course, but also seems to have things so in order off.
We are talking with Dottie Pepper. We're talking about the Masters from last week. If you can, in some shape, form, or fashion, Dottie, take the listener to that stage. What is it like competing on that level in that type of arena? What goes through your head? I mean, can you...
I think what Bubba said when he sort of got lost out there on the back nine over the last six holes or so especially, I think that really sort of sums it up. You just sort of go back to those, I've done this before, or I know how to do this qualities, and just keep doing it. And you do get into this sort of zone where I don't remember both times when I walked across the bridge at Dinah, at Kraft, whatever you're going to call it, I don't remember walking there. It was just a complete blur. You're so into, this is what I have to do, this is the opportunity, I'm going to finish this off. You don't realize that your body's moving and you're not really aware of it.
When you've been in that spot, are you looking to get into that kind of spot again?
I don't know that you can push yourself into that. Mm. I think that happens by a lot of the atmosphere that's just created by getting into contention and tournaments that matter. I think if you try to force that, if you try to do that every week, you're going to spend a lot of energy and really not get there. But a couple of times in my career, that just happened. And you're just like, who is that, and why can't I do that more often? But I think if you ask Poulter about that, like, people talk about the zone or that place he goes to during the Ryder Cup, and he said if he had to try to get there every week, he couldn't do it. And I think he's really spot on about that.
Last time you were on, a couple of other topics before I let you go. Last time you were on, we were talking about the men's program at Furman. There have been some things have gone on. Update us with that.
Some good things. Probably within $20,000 of saving the operational budget for the next 2 years, which was step one to saving the program completely. And then to really save it completely, there's an endowment issue that needs to be addressed, and they're about, I think, 20 to 25% into that envelope that needs to be filled. So there's just inside $500,000 that has been committed for that, and the $200,000 that they needed to have for the first 2 years after this announcement was made. But I think there's a little unrest right now because of communication, and that's going to be addressed shortly as the actual committee advisory board is assembled and put into place that will be responsible for really filtering where money comes from, where it goes, how it is dispersed, and the results that the program has to have. We're going to demand more, and that should be the case. But I will tell you that there are going to be issues for the women's program down the road. They're going to have to use the model that the guys have gotten themselves into to try to save the women's program down the road too, because there are financial shortfalls that will need to be addressed there as well.
One last topic. Earlier this week, Ashlyn Ramsey, who grew up here in Augusta and she's just finishing her freshman year at Clemson, has announced that after the Curtis Cup, she's going to go pro. We got Lydia Ko out there at 17, Lexi winning the Kraft Nabisco at 19. Give me your thoughts on all of this. Is this okay?
I'm old school, but I don't think college, at least some college, can hurt. Just seeing a lot of kids that just could have benefited from what you learn socially, what you learn financially, what you learn personally about at least being in school for a couple of years. And I think Brandi Burton is one of my dearest friends, and she totally regrets leaving ASU and not having something else to fall back on. So I look at a person like that, and I know there are success stories out there with people who have said no to college, done a little bit of college, whatever it might be. But I think it's a really important part. Maybe not, you might not think it is completely crucial to your development as a player, but I think as a person, it is so darn worth it.
Well, okay, so does winning tournaments and getting half a million and $1 million, is that okay? Does that make it, are we square now? Are we even?
Are you square? Do you know how to file a tax return?
Yeah.
Do you know how much of that you actually get to keep? Do you know how to deal with the media? Do you know how to deal with time management now that you get thrown into this? I just think that there are things that you learn. Some of them you don't even realize you're learning when you're in college that come back to be very valuable tools as you become a professional athlete and certainly a successful one.
Well, it was great to see you for that nanosecond last week. That was nice.
Right.
it was nice. I enjoy the time we spend together.
It's a crazy week. My goodness.
Thanks for taking the time to do this, Dottie. Always good to talk to you, and we'll talk again soon.
You bet. Thanks, John.